Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gilgeous Alexander off the bounce, gets inside, double clutch, counted out, a foul. Chance for a three-point play.
SGA on the drive, pulls back, jump shot, got it. Shai Splendor on full display here in game two.
A 17-point lead. Johnny Furthy, the rookie, coming on for Indiana. Gilgeous Alexander gets inside, draws the foul, bangs it home.
That's courtesy of ESPN. Game two of the NBA Finals last night goes to the OKC Thunder, 123-107, evening out that series. Tyrese Haliburton with 17.6 assists. He now becomes the first Indiana Pacer to have, 15 points, 5 assists, and was it 8 playoff games in 1 year?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's been great. Call a man the most overrated player in the league and watch him just step up. The shots he's hit late, Siakam's been phenomenal. I've said this all along, though. Like, I just got a message from a buddy saying, hey, the Pacers have bounced back in all the game threes and every... Well, you'd have to think, too. Most of those game threes, they'd probably be going home. And on top of it, they have... I'm not trying to dismiss the Pacers because I actually love watching them play. I just think the Thunder are a totally different beast. And I would not be shocked if they rattled off 3 more in a row and made it 4-1. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's going to happen because it's about matchups. We have to see how they perform in Indiana. But if you're Indiana, you got to say, get it to game 6. If we can get it to game 6, that gives us a shot at home to send it to a game 7. Unless, of course, they have the lead there.
Here's the problem I have going into this. Dear Rick Carlisle, shot selection, 11, 12, 12, 8, 13 for your starters. That was the shot selection. I understand you run a very open offense where it's not designed to get someone in particular the basketball. But if Tyrese Haliburton isn't shooting 20 times, then you're going to lose again and again and again.
Is that on Haliburton or is that on Rick? Because Halliburton's very passive.
It's got to be on Rick. Okay. You know why?
Because he's got to tell him.
He's got to tell him. All right. I'm not arguing with you.
I agree with you.
Can I make it personal?
Yeah.
Can I make it personal? When I want Kiki to shoot the ball more, I can get to shoot the ball more.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell her to shoot the ball more. We're going to run an offense to where she's got no choice.
Yeah.
She's got no choice. You can run the offense where give me a high screen and roll like OKC was doing to you. Give me that high screen and roll and let him come downhill and decide then. I think when he comes downhill and decide then, he has that one-on-one and he isolates that defender. That defender's going to come up to him. You're going to get assists. Then all of a sudden, you're going to get help in different areas. Now you can go one-on-one. You can put up for the jumper. He can run an offense where Haliburton has to take more shots.
See, but I also think this. Like, the point guard is the one guy, and if you're running the true sets where your point guard is bringing the ball up the floor, and you know there are sets where LeBron brings the ball up the floor, and then you might call him a point forward at that point in time, depending on the personnel. But that guy has the ball in his hands. And one of the reasons why we talk about in March Madness that I want to bet on teams with good backcourts as opposed to teams with good front courts is because the guys in the good front courts usually have to have somebody get them the ball.
Right.
The guards are the ones that have the ball in their hand that make things happen. They create for themselves and for others. It does not mean the bigs can't create. I'm just saying the ball is going to be in their hand more. It just makes me wonder at times, like when I watch Halliburton play, and I understand he gets everybody involved, great assist to turnover ratio, all that. But there have been games where he's taken three shots, man.
He has what? Great what?
Assist to turnover ratio.
Okay. This is my proof that he needs to shoot the ball more, Ed. Not only did he have 13 shots last night and six assists, but he had five turnovers.
And that's unlike him.
You know why he had five turnovers? Because he's forcing distribution to other people. That's why he had five turnovers, Ed.
Yep.
More shots. He's forcing distribution. And when you do that, you turn the basketball over.
This is going to draw a foul.
What's that?
He didn't take one free throw last night. He didn't get on the line at all.
And that seems just kind of weird where everybody's talking about. And look, the people that are knocking, like Doris Burke called Shea a free throw merchant. He is. James Harden was. Joel Embiid is. Like, some guys get there a little bit more by the pump fakes. And
Shea was 11-12 from the line.
He does it every game. He shot more free throws than anybody in the league this year. Yeah. So, and that's usually a Harden and Embiid thing. But
11-12? He's 11-20. Oh, okay. For 11-12. Okay, for free throw. I thought he was talking about for the field.
No. But again, it's like calling somebody a garbage player. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe you called me garbage. No, I said you're a garbage player. And what do garbage men do? They clean up everything.
Rebounds and
Josh and Hart, to me, is the greatest garbage player you could ever see in your life. And what do I mean by that? He fills up the stat sheet. If you want him to go lock down a player and go, I don't care if you score, okay, he might get you 2 points, 8 assists, and 12 rebounds. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a modern-day garbage player who's probably going to the Hall of Fame.
Who?
Draymond Green.
Yeah. You can't get any more garbage than that.
Draymond Green is probably going to the Hall of Fame as a garbage player.
Hold on, I thought he wasn't a superstar. Joe, can you call your friend and see what he thinks about Draymond? Come on, man. By the way, did you see Draymond when Lisa Leslie was saying that NBA players should give up some of their money to the WNBA players? Draymond went, no. No, we shouldn't.
Yeah. Like, why should they?
This is the biggest thing. Like, there's so many things that we should fight for women getting fair pay and equal pay in life. This is not one of them. This is based on performance completely. Yeah. If people aren't coming into your restaurant, guess what? You don't make money and you eventually shut down.
Fair pay would be they wouldn't get paid. Because they're not turning a profit. That would be fair pay.
In a league that was financed by the NBA in the first place.
I mean, and listen, I love women. I coach girls basketball. I coach women's college basketball.
Fight for what's right.
But come on, man. As much as I love women's basketball, I don't love the WNBA. I don't. Man. It's akin to the NBA to me. Yeah. I don't know. No. Salt is better chill.
See, but again, I like... Looking at just the way that things set up, I mean, I think it gets frustrating at times, especially like when we're talking basketball and what women deserve and what men. This is the first, correct me if I'm wrong, is this the first like professional women's league we have, like comparatively speaking with other sports? I know you have soccer. I'm talking about
the big three.
There's no baseball. Yeah. There's no, maybe they started softball.
Women just started softball this past weekend. It's funded by Major League Baseball.
It'd be great to see that stuff take off, but understanding, like, what if we had great, like, you could talk about a minor league team that's killing it, and those guys aren't getting paid except for what they got paid before. This is how this all works. You have to establish yourself to bring in money, and then say you need to
turn
make
a profit.
Money. They haven't yet.
Got to turn a profit.
Caitlin's fine. Did you see? She's hurt, and then they had that game down in D.C., which I feel bad for all the fans here that wanted to go see it. And then it turns into that yesterday, where it's like, did anybody really want to see that? Or not yesterday. Was it this past week? They had a game down, because they played the Sky this weekend, but they had the Mystics. Was it Friday night, maybe? Anyway. With her being hurt, people don't show up. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.